exit strategy number one, you can wholesale this to another investor. And if you can't do that, it's not a deal. So you need to know these things before you make your offer.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, and welcome to this episode that is a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and I wish I would have known this before I got started. But this topic in this episode is exit strategy. You must know this before you make your offer. And don't do what I did when I got started. I can't tell you how many deals I bought in the beginning because I bought it because it was a deal. And I had no idea what I was doing. And I had no idea what I was going to do or could do with the property, but I bought it because it was a deal. It's a great deal. This is dangerous and it's wrong. Please don't do that. Okay. I guess in the big picture, big scheme of things, the overall 30,000 foot view, I guess I was lucky. Okay. Somebody was watching over me. And today, okay, I have 7 exit strategies. But we're not going to get into all 7 of them because I want you to start with the 3 basic exit strategies. Okay. Number 1, wholesale. Now, what's that mean? Okay. So think of it as like going to a car auction and you buy a car at a wholesale price, put some lipstick on it, and then sell it to somebody else. Okay. But you can do this in real estate. So for example, you find a house that has a motivated seller and you buy it and you make your offer, and we'll get into how you make your offer here in a little bit in the next episode, but you make your offer and you leave enough room in there for you to make a profit to sell it to another investor. The other investor might be a landlord. It might be somebody who wants to buy, fix up in retail or something like that. But wholesaling is exactly what it implies. So you buy it at a wholesale price, you mark it up a little bit, and you sell it to another investor. That's the way it usually works, okay? So wholesale, you can wholesale anything in every kind of property you can imagine. So that's always going to be available to you, and I want you to factor that in when we get into running your numbers in the next episode. So exit strategy number 1 is wholesale. Exit strategy number 2 is buy and hold. So that means rental. That's what it's all about. You want your real estate business to just produce money, direct deposit, not mailbox money anymore because you got to go to the post office. It gets even easier than that when you got direct deposit. So you're going to get money, okay, kind of like the Kiyosaki thing, okay? An asset, because you own it, it puts money in your pocket. Liability is something that takes money out of your pocket. So we want all the assets we can get. And a definition of an asset is because you own it, it puts money in your pocket. Well, that's what buy and hold does. Because you own it, it puts money in your pocket. 24/7, 365 days a year, whether you're on the beach, on a cruise, wherever. So it's not earned income. You don't have to do anything to get that kind of money. It produces income for you because you own it. So that's buy and hold. That's exit strategy number 2. Exit strategy number 3 of the 3 basic exit strategies is retail. So that can be, you can buy an ugly house, fix it up, and sell it. So you can buy a fixer-upper and make it pretty and sell it. Or you can buy a house that's already pretty and retail it. There's nothing wrong with that. But those are your 3 basic exit strategies. And they each have their own, let's say, formulas, okay, or criteria you need to work through to determine what's a good deal and what's a bad deal. And so remember, anything out there you can wholesale. So that's going to qualify right out of the gate. Well, what if you buy a property, you think you can wholesale it, but you can't wholesale it? Well, guess what? It's not a deal. If nobody else is going to buy it, okay, well, then you don't have a deal there because every opportunity, every time you make an offer, I want you to factor in exit strategy number one. You can wholesale this to another investor. And if you can't do that, it's not a deal. So you need to know these things before you make your offer. And when you can identify, okay, here's this house here. What can I do with it? Can I hold? Do I want to own this thing and hold? No, not at all. Okay. It's not in your target area. Well, then you don't want to own it there and make it a buy and hold, but you can wholesale it. Okay. Yeah. Every property you can wholesale. So you still make an offer on it. If it's a pretty house in a great location, you might want to put some lipstick on it and paint it up, make it pretty, and give it some curb appeal and retail it to make a good chunk of cash. Okay. But buy and holds only if it's going to fit into where you want to keep your buy and holds. Remember that one county we talked about in the earlier episode? Yeah. So that's good. So now this was a game changer for me. This was a lifesaver for me. When I learned about the three basic exit strategies, before I made my offer, I asked myself, what can I do with it? Does it fit wholesale? Yes, it does. Does it fit buy and hold? Nope. Nope. Not going to do that one. Does it fit retail? If I wanted to, but that's too much work, so I'm going to do wholesale. So those kind of things, you need to know your exit strategy of what you can do with the property before you make your offer. And if you follow that simple rule of thumb there, it's going to be real hard for you to screw up. Okay. And that's what we want. Don't we want minimal risk? Okay. And we want to have phenomenal results. And your exit strategy is going to help you really laser focus in on what you can and can't do with it. And when you identify what you can and can't do with it, then you're going to do run the numbers. And we're going to do that in the next episode, because that's going to take just a little bit longer to go through. So this is a short one, short to the point. Remember exit strategies. Number one, wholesale. Number two, buy and hold. Number three, retail. And you got to know these before you make your offer, which one fits. Okay. Adios. This concludes this episode. See you on the next one.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.